This is Making It Make Sense podcast with your host, D. Chancellor, where we talk about and debate everyday issues, policies, current events, and everything else in between. Come along on this journey with me. Look us up and follow us on all social media for inspiration for love, honesty, and the truth.
Everybody. So I know I have not really been on or downloading stuff, and it's just the right time, I guess, right now. For those that don't know, my birthday was 2 days ago, so that makes me 43 years old. I'm old, I know. Anyway, a lot of people wanted to wish me a happy birthday or get me gifts or something along those lines. And the last 7 years, I have not celebrated my birthday. To me, it's just another day. For one, I'm getting older. So it's two, I don't drink. So I'm not one of those that live in a bar and, hey, we're going to party and get drunk and make no sense. I literally have, okay, I'm going to go out off on a tangent if I continue that one, but let me explain why. In May 10th, 1980, that certain day was Mother's Day. So for, I'm trying to get through this without crying or anything. So for years after years after years, it was a matter of, I listened to my mom telling me how you were the perfect Mother's Day gift. I couldn't ask for anything else. And so I listened to this for year and year and year after year. And it became pretty much our little thing. Well, unfortunately, 7 years ago, she passed away. And that's when I kind of feel like I'm just kind of alone at this point. But the reason why I don't celebrate it is every 3 years, my birthday does fall on Mother's Day. It's either every 3 or every 4 years, something like that. So what you do not understand is a week and a half after Mother's Day, 7 years ago, is when she passed away. So she was there for Mother's Day, my birthday, and then all of a sudden she wasn't. So it's not the same. A lot of people don't understand when I mean it's not the same. So in our family, in our immediate family before kids, let's say, so before my kids, my brother's kids, my sister's kids, and stuff like that, I was the only one that was born so early in the year. So you have my older brother and my cousin who was born in August, and then you got September, October, which was my grandmother, my brother, November, which was my mom and my sister, and then December, you have my grandfather. So I was literally the only one that was born in May in our immediate family, or let's just say so early in the year. So 9 times out of 10, people forgot my birthday. And so it got to be one of those things to where it didn't matter how many people forgot, I still had my mom. And every morning, I don't care how far it was or where I was, she made sure she sent or called me early in the morning on my birthday. I remember it was literally, I was working third shift at this place and got off of work. And literally as soon as I got in the house, I got a phone call. And my mom's like, hey, I know you're going to be going to bed soon. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Da, 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 da. So that's all I had. That's all I carry with me at this point. And so the whole month of May makes it hard. And I hope people understand that to where I'm here by myself. I'm here in Wisconsin by myself. I don't have my mom to where I can just call and talk or vent or something along those lines. I just don't have it. But I have the memory. First off, I have her ashes in my room. Secondly, it's just one of those things to where I'm keeping, I'm holding on to the memories of my mom because that's all I really have. And that's something to where I will forever, ever keep in my heart. And it's just, so it makes it hard when I'm dealing with, you know, my birthday and then Mother's Day and then, because people are, I see it all over the place to where Happy Mother's Day and da, 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 da. Now, my youngest son, I will help him get something for his mom. And that's one thing that I do. Not because I was asked to, but because for me, it's just the right thing to do. If you're co-parenting, this is the mother of my child. And that's one thing that people do not understand. I have no ill will towards this woman. At that time, I did. Don't get me wrong. At that time, I did. But still, it was, I don't hold grudges. I never hold grudges. And you have those people out there in the world to where, oh, I'm never going to do anything for him. I'm never going to do anything for her. Da, 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 da. I make sure my son gets something for his mom, whether it's her birthday in February, whether it's Mother's Day, or whether it's for Christmas. And the way I word, even though he still doesn't fully understand, even though he's 10, because there's a lot of times to where I'm like, you got to understand, you have to tell mom you got this. To where you got this, to where it came from you, it came from your heart. And within the last 2 years, I get to the point of now, because before what I was doing was I was just buying stuff and say, here, give it to your mom, it's da 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 da. Now it's, I want you to put thought into a gift for your mom, because this is the only mom that you have. This is the only mom that you will ever have. So I put it in his hands, and like February for her birthday, he chose this big plant. And it was funny, like, don't get me wrong, like she's 5'2", 5'3", something like that. This thing was literally, all of a sudden, I know, because I helped him drop it off, but I didn't see her. And I think it was like an hour later, I got a text, and she's like, why did you let this boy get this? This thing is literally taller than I am. Well, that's what, you got to understand, it came from him. It was his thought that mattered. And I would love to do that for my other kids. Unfortunately, their mother's not in the picture. But it's so I have this opportunity for him to teach him to be a man, to teach him that regardless of what happens, your mom is always going to be there. Your mom is always going to love you. So for this is what I do for him. And I, like I said, I would do it for the other kids as well, but it's just different. But for the other kids, their grandmother is in the picture, their aunts are in the picture. So I'll make sure they send them text messages or phone calls and making sure that they know that they were thinking about them. You have to understand, sometimes that's all that matters for anybody. Sometimes that is literally all that matters. That phone call or that text message where you get it out of nowhere and you say, wow, like somebody was thinking about me. Now, back to me. So it was a situation on my birthday. I got off of work early because I didn't want to be at work really dealing with people. But I went to work because it was a Wednesday. And for those that don't understand, we get a very big load in my area on Wednesdays. So there was no way I was about to leave my team high and dry. But I did go home after we opened the store. and I went to bed. I got home and I went to bed. And I slept most of the day. And it's bad because my friends were calling me or messaging me. And my kids, most of my kids understand what I deal with during this month. Because once I went to bed, I literally turned my phone off. So it was, I didn't want to be interrupted. I didn't want to. So for me, I slept with the dreams of being there with my mom or being there with my grandmother. Because you got to understand, a lot of people don't know. If my mom wasn't there, by me being the youngest, I lived with my grandmother mostly during the summer when I was a kid. As I got older, it was what it was. And so this is where I learned. My grandmother taught me how to sew. My grandmother got me, I won't say addicted, but she got me in the point of dealing with candy and sweets and stuff like that, because she used to always, hey, go down the street and get us some candy, because down the street from her house was literally a candy house. And this is what you call a candy house back in those days, to where it was literally in somebody's house, somebody's basement or something like that. You came in and if you had $2, you were living like a king or queen. And so it was awesome. But other than that, it's just, that's what I dealt with. That's what, and the funny part is this Mother's Day, which is May 14th, 2023, my oldest daughter's birthday, Monica, that's literally her birthday as well. So not only is it her birthday, but she's also a mom to two handsome, wonderful little boys. And it's just one of those things to where I want all my people out there to understand that regardless of what you deal with, you have to understand your mother or father is the only ones that you have out there. And you have to understand and appreciate that some parents, and I do say some because don't get me wrong when I say this, I do understand that some parents are just crap. That literally just crap and shouldn't be parents and da-da-da-da-da and whatever. But you have to understand, this is the only mom or dad that you have. Like, the sacrifices in which they did for you to have this or that or that. And I see my kids now to where it's like, what would I not do for my kids? And trust me, most of my kids are bad. I love them dearly. Like my little sky guy, I call him my little baby badass. Kais is, his ADD is there, but it's just, and lately my Anastasia is, she's dealing with teenage years and teenage drama and a lot of stuff that I don't want to deal with, but thank God she's the last girl, because I can't do this anymore. Like, I love my kids to death, but Jesus freaking Christ, the drama that these kids live with just blows my mind. But anyway, it's just one of those things where I want people to understand that for me, it's just my birthday. I just don't celebrate it. It's hard. It's hard to celebrate because what am I celebrating? A lot of people say happy born day. Yeah, I was born on this day 43 years ago. Thank you. But now it's a day to where I don't have my mom. It's a day to where my two of my kids messaged me saying happy birthday, and just stuff like that. And mind you, it's 2 out of 7, and 3 of them either live with me or live close by. But one of them that lives with me, actually, she messaged me twice, because she was like, oh, I don't think you got my other message. No, I got it. I was just asleep when you sent the first one.
Thank you, guys and girls, for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Make sure you like and share on all our social media as you listen to more episodes. It has been a pleasure from your host, Dee Chancellor. If you would like to give us ideas to talk about, please don't hesitate to send us a message and we will send you a shout out. Once again, this is Making It Make Sense. Have a good one.
It sucks, but it is what it is. And I just wanted to explain that to people and have them understand my point of view and things. But other than that, I'm out.